Hello.
Oh, hi, Stevenson. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Well, I just got up. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something's going on with the card that we have on file.
I'll probably have it move money to that account.
You know, the error that we're getting says the account was closed, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new card or something like that.
I'm not sure. So this month they meant, so I'm still trying to get on Google, and they're still giving me information. Every time I do a video and send out our verification, it's trickling my back. And they want me to do another one, so I'm doing that. So we can do the payment now, but I think while I, it's okay. I don't mind doing just the Facebook while I do my other advertising myself because I'm Yelp and stuff. So can we, so I think I can choose another plan that has to do with the Facebook since we're still not getting through the Google.
We can allocate the entire amount to go towards Facebook ads rather than just $100. But I'm going to ask the verification department right now if there's another option, because first page placement, if you recall in the terms and conditions, it says it takes 45 to 60 days. So it's always the second month that the program pops and it comes to full fruition. And I tell you that because you are on the cusp of where this is going to explode and do some really good things for your business. And that video verification that Google's requesting, even though you've done it and it wasn't accepted and it seems like it's just a big hassle, it's actually a good thing that they're offering that, because Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal your clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to be a valid business in the area. So when they request that of you, they ask, you know, you to show a couple of things just to kind of prove that you're a valid business in the area. Once that's accepted, they'll publish you. So I'm thinking, what happened when you did the video verification? It just bumped you out and asked you to do it again, or?
It goes back to needing to be verified once again.
So I'm going to ask them if the live video verification could possibly be offered to you. They'll check with Google on that. But the difference is the video verification, as you know, you just take the documents and upload them. But with the live video, you actually get on a Zoom call with a Google rep and you show them the documents. So hopefully, since you had trouble with the video, that live video would kind of fix that problem for you and we would get it verified right away. So if they offer that live video option, what they'll do is they'll send you an email and it'll look just like the one that you've already gotten that says, you know, action needed. But rather than saying start Google video verification, you'll see the word live in there. So it'll say start Google live video verification. And I'm confident that that one will go through right away. We just have to make sure that Google's going to offer it to you. If not, I'll have the verification department reach out to you so that we make sure that this gets done. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me just go back to your billing. So for the new card, is it still the Hoyt Avenue for the billing address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are. Is it still a Visa, by the way, or is it a MasterCard now?
It's still a Visa.
A Visa, okay. Are you just looking for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, this is it. Okay.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. 4985.
Got it.
0321.
Okay.
0887.
Mm-hmm.
4045.
Okay, and then expiration?
0828.
0828. And then the code?
364.
364. Okay. So I want to double check here because I got a message back from them. Please. Okay, so he said that they got the same message you did when you uploaded it, that there's no more ways to verify. So they had created a ticket, and that usually takes about 7 to 10 days, but there's only about 3 days left in that timeline. So he said within the next 3 days, we're going to hear from Google, and we're going to know what the next step is. So like I said, keep your eye out for that live video verification in your email, because they'll email it to you once it becomes available. And then for now, since you're right on the cusp of where this is going to really, you know, do some good things for your business, do you want to keep that component on, or do you still want to just allocate it all towards Facebook ads?
Well, right now we haven't been using it from the first month, because, you know, and from now, since we're still having a hard time. So, yeah, I guess that would be the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, I would keep the Google component on there, because that way the technicians will keep up with Google and do the programming and the content creation and the manual submissions and backlinks and trusted citations, so that once Google verifies it, you start ranking on the first page very quickly, because they're still going to do those algorithm updates every day as they come in. So, yeah, we'll keep it at this for now, and then if anything changes down the road, you could always let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then, oh, you know what? It said invalid account number, so I think I have a digit off. Can you repeat it to me? I'm so sorry.
No problem. No.
Mm-hmm.
So on which part, the card number?
Yeah, the card number, it says invalid, so I think I put one of the digits in wrong.
4985.
Okay.
0321.
Mm-hmm.
0887.
Mm-hmm.
4045.
Did you say 4085, and then the phone cracked up with the next set? Was it 0321?
0321, mm-hmm.
Oh, 4321. Not a zero, it's a four. Okay, 4321.
No,
oh, it is a zero. Okay. I don't know. The phone's so scratched. I'm sorry. So it's 0321 and then 0887.
Mm-hmm.
And then 4045.
Right.
Okay, so let's give it another try. Okay, now it's saying expired card. So is the expiration 10 of 28?
0828.
And 364 on the back?
The wrong expiration date was... Okay.
Yeah, I had 10 of 28, but it's supposed to be 8 of 28, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's probably the issue. Let's give it another whirl. Okay, now it went through. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, and have a really great rest of your week too, okay?
You too, mama.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.